So last Sunday was World Religion Day, an observance that was initiated in 1950 by the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'i of the United States. This day is celebrated on the third Sunday every January to promote understanding and peace between all religions, and it encourages people to learn about other faiths and their followers. Described as a Baha'i-inspired idea that has taken on a life of its own, the origins of World Religion Day lie in the Baha'i principles of the oneness of religion and the progressive revelation, which describes religion as evolving continuously throughout history and humanity. The purpose of World Religion Day is to highlight the ideas that the spiritual principles underlying the world's religions are harmonious, and that religions play a significant role in unifying humanity. By learning about diverse peoples around the world, their cultures and their beliefs and religions leads to tolerance, understanding, and a step towards world peace and a harmony of all mankind. A lofty goal full of good intentions, harmony of all the different people around the globe, end of all wars, world peace by blending religions of all kind. Surely this is a good thing that we should all be involved in. In quotes, sarcasm underlined. This morning, I want to look at whether or not we should be involved in World Religion Day as it seeks peace and understanding amongst the people of this world. Mr. Armstrong, used by Christ as his end-time apostle in the Mystery of the Ages on page 89, has the following to say. It's an unhappy, restless world in frustration, staring a hopeless future in the face. It's a world ridden with escalating crime and violence, immorality, injustice, even in its courts of law. Dishonesty, corruption in government and in business, and continual wars, pointing now to the final nuclear World War III. Why this paradox of progressive amid degeneration? True religion, God's truth, empowered with love of God, imparted by his Holy Spirit, would have pointed the way and led to happiness, abundance, and eternal salvation. When you see what's wrong with the world's religions, you'll have pinpointed the cause of all world's evils. What is religion? It is defined as the worship of and service to God or the supernatural. It is man's relationship to his creator. Some religions have perverted that definition. They worship not the God who created them, but gods which they have created themselves. Religion involves one's conduct, one's principles, one's way of life, and one's concept of the hereafter. World Religion Day is actually very aptly named the world's religion, not God's. Turn, please, to 2 Corinthians and chapter 4, and starting in verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. We have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Verse 3, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. And verse 4, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. The religions of this world are created and led by the God of this age, the Prince of Darkness, Satan. And he has deceived all of mankind into believing that they are worshipping gods of light. God's truth is pure and true. And an analogy to the World Religions Day is if you're painting. I've always thought of this with when you sort of have white and any colour added to it stops it being white. You know, if Estelle asked me to paint our bedroom this lovely white, she goes away and I get the can of white paint out and I realise I'm going to be about half a litre too short. But don't worry, in the basement I've got some spare cans. So I go down, grab the remnant of the black paint, you know. you can compare that to celebrating Christmas. And we'll just add this black paint into the white paint, stir it in, and it's actually a very, very faint grey. Still won't notice that it's not white, but it's still not enough. So we'll go and get a little bit of red paint, you know, celebrating Sunday instead. And still not quite enough. There's a bit left in the blue paint, you know, women speaking in church. And then maybe a bit of green paint and some yellow paint and mix it all up. Yeah, I've got enough paint now. But Stel comes home and there's this yucky brown paint on the wall. It's exactly the same. Christ's bride will be in pure white, not dirty brown clothing. Turn, please, back to Matthew 7. Matthew 7, and this is underlining the attitude of World Religion Day. Matthew 7, verse 22, and this is what Christ says, as actually starting in verse 21. Not everybody who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So what did God say to the Israelites when they were approaching the promised land? What did God instruct his people to do? Was the way of peace in that promised land, adopting World Religion Day with those already there? Deuteronomy 12, it's quite plain really. So Deuteronomy 12, starting in verse 1. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall be careful to observe in the land which the Lord your God of your fathers is giving you to possess all the days that you live on the earth. So it's not just at the point that they go in, it is all the time on the earth. You shall utterly destroy the places where the nations which you shall dispossess served their gods, on the high mountains and on the hills and under every green tree. You shall destroy their altars, break their sacred pillars, and burn their wooden images with fire. And you shall cut down the carved images of their god and destroy their names from the place. You shall not worship the Lord your God with such things, but you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all of your tribes to put his name for his habitation, and there you shall go. Not looking good for World Religion Day back then, and the same for now. But let's just drop down to verse 28, because if that wasn't plain enough, verse 28, observe and obey all the words which I commanded you, that it may go well with you and your children after you forever. When you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. When the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations which you go to dispossess, and you displace them and dwell in their land, take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? I will also do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abomination to the Lord which he hates, they have done to their gods, for they burn even their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it, nor take away from it. We've been running through the series that Mr. Bowles gave on the Ten Commandments. No other God before me, no idols to bow down to. For I am a jealous God, says our Creator. When you enter a land, do not say how they worship their gods. Do not seek tolerance and multiculturalism. Don't lean to your own understanding of how to achieve world peace. Don't follow the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Satan has blinded the minds of this world, as we just read earlier, so that they don't understand. But our minds have been opened, not because that we are the great and the good, but because we are the weak of the world, so that no flesh should glory. Through Mr. Armstrong, God's end-time apostle, God has taught us his truth about how to worship him. What happens when those who know God's truth start to seek after other religions and false teachings? Solomon, we saw, who was the wisest human to ever have lived, went astray seeking how his wives worshipped their gods. Just carrying on from where we left off in the mystery of the ages that we were reading earlier. The real causes of all this world's religious confusion and all its evils are revealed in seven basic mysteries. They decry this Babylon of religious confusion and the resulting world chaos. But now God's time has come. He now sends a voice to cry out with amplified, world-covering power to reveal the way out of this senseless madness into the world of peace and righteousness that soon shall grip the earth. Through his end-time apostle, God called every member of the worldwide Church of God at that time and offered them eternal life. They were an elect people, a people who understood the truth. Christ had restored his truth through his end-time apostle. We understood what God is actually doing. We understood the very plan of his holy days, how he is creating a family. We won't be reincarnated as a beetle or a spider, as the religions of this world teach. God's family isn't a closed trinity. We will be born into the very family of God, a very son or daughter of the very Creator. This is what World Religion Day seeks to destroy, the very knowledge of God's plan, taking the pure knowledge and, like that can of paint, diluting it and polluting it until it is an abomination to God. We have seen firsthand what the end result of World Religion Day actually is. After Mr. Armstrong's death, the new leadership sought other religions of this world. They chose to reject God's truth, preferring to be wise in the sight of man. They, in essence, were observing World Religion Day, seeking after how the heathens worship their gods, for the greater good, you know, of tolerance and peace and understanding with those in the world at large. They then taught pagan teachings in God's house, mainstream pagan beliefs to God's people, and God allowed them to do it so that prophecy would be fulfilled. We didn't at the time see it, but the leadership was being used to shatter the power of God's people, just as prophesied. The result of that run of World's Religion Day didn't result in peace. It resulted in pain, hatred, disillusionment, and it stole a number of crowns from a number of people. As it says in Proverbs 26, 10 and 11, you don't have to turn there. The great God who formed everything gives the fool his hire and the transgressor his wages. As a dog returns to his own vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. That is what God says about seeking after the former ways. It hasn't changed down through the millennia. The Israelites wanted to return to slavery in Egypt so that they might have the good life again rather than being led by God into the promised land. So easily we all forget. People all around the world will have world peace. They will be tolerant of one another. Neighbours will get on with neighbour. But it won't be brought about by blending world religions together with God's truth. It won't be by multiculturalism. It will be because, just like in Egypt, God will smash the power of the gods of this world. Satan and his demons will no longer have the ability to deceive the nations anymore. So in closing, Isaiah 9. Scripture that we know very well, and a scripture which has so much for us. For unto us a child is born. Sorry, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and his peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with the judgment and justice, from that time forward even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. One day all nations will celebrate as one religion. It won't be known as World Religion Day. It will be known as Universe Religion Eternity.